O is for outlaw. The Latin term pro bono, as most attorneys will attest, roughly translated means for boneheads and applies to work done without charge. Not that I practice law, but I am usually smart enough to avoid having to donate my services. In this case, my client was in a coma, which made billing a trick. Of course, you might look at the situation from another point of view. Once in a while, a piece of old business services, some item on life's agenda you thought you'd dealt with years ago, suddenly it's there again at the top of the page, competing for your attention despite the fact that you're completely unprepared for it. First, there was a phone call from a stranger, then a letter showed up 14 years after it was sent. That's how I learned I'd made a serious error in judgment and ended up risking my life in my attempt to correct for it. I just finished a big job and I was not only exhausted, but my bank account was fat, and I wasn't in the mood to take on additional work. I'd pictured a bit of time off, maybe a trip someplace cheap, where I could lounge in the sun and read the new Elmore Leonard novel while sipping on a rum drink with a paper umbrella buried in a piece of fruit. This is about the range and complexity of my fantasies these days. The call came at 8 a.m., Monday, May 19th, while I was off at the gym. I'd started lifting weights again, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings after my 6 a.m. run. I'm not sure where the motivation came from after a 2-year layoff, but it was probably related to thoughts of mortality, primarily my own. In the spring, I'd sustained damage to my right hand when a fellow dislocated two fingers trying to persuade me to his point of view.